弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
好，我们今天开始，我们今天的饼杯。
We'll start our breaking of bread meeting.
好，我们聚会前我们有点祷告。
And before we do, let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们谢谢你再次召聚我们。
And we thank you once again for calling us.
主，我们求你预备主儿女的心。
May you prepare the hearts of your children.
主啊，因为你自己实在是我们聚会的中心。
Because you are the center of our gathering.
主啊，你自己的名也实在配得一切的敬拜和称颂。
And your name is worthy to be honored and worshipped.
主啊，今天愿每一颗心在面前俯伏的时候，主啊，你的名就可以在这里得到高举。
May we all hearts bow down before you today, and may your name be lifted up.
主啊，我们仰望你的圣灵。主啊，照着我们主和我们父当受的敬拜，主啊，来引领我们。
May the Holy Spirit guide us to worship the Father and Son.
主啊，照着你当有的敬拜，主啊，你引导我们如何唱诗，如何祷告。
May you guide us to sing hymns and to pray.
主啊，让众人的眼目能够单单注视你。
May all our eyes be focused on you.
主啊，好让我们今天众子一同在你的面前，主啊，可以一面赞扬你的荣美，主啊，一面让你自己心真实得到满足。
And may all of us touch your beauty and may your heart be satisfied.
我们感谢主。
We thank you, Lord.
愿主握住也得到每一位。
May you hold each one of us.
奉主耶稣基督之名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们唱第一首诗歌123首。
Let's start with hymn 123.
第九首 Hymn 9. Thank you. Hymn 164, 164首。 New Selected Hymns 205, 205首新选诗歌。 173首 hymn 173.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我想我们在开始之前，我们还是先有个祷告。
So before we start, let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
其实我们感谢你，让我们能够来到主你面前。
Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here.
其实我们实在知道说你是那位说话的主。
For we know that you're the God who speaks.
在这末世时候，主耶稣，我们知道说，主你爱你的儿女，你愿意你的儿女常常在你的话语之中。
And in these end times, we know through your word that you love your children and you're constant, you're always with them.
求主在今天早上，主你与我们同在。
May you be with us this morning.
但愿你的话能够亲自激励我们。
And may your word encourage us.
让我们能够因着你的爱，因着话语，能够快跑来跟随你。
So that by your word, that we may run quickly in pursuit of you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，那今天早上我想跟弟兄姐妹分享是一个呼召的生活，蒙召的生活。
So this morning, the topic I want to share with you is a life of heavenly calling.
那前两个礼拜，那就是朱弟兄还有上个礼拜一位弟兄在我们当中分享，都引用了一个人，在圣经中的一位人物。
So last week, Brother Chu, and also a couple of weeks ago, another brother, in their sharing, they used this example from the Bible.
就是亚伯拉罕。
And this was Abraham.
所以呢，我今天我想就是用亚伯拉罕来当成一个例子，然后让我们能够在主面前有些的。在从他的身上，让我们之间有一些的学习。
So today I like to use the example Abraham, and so that perhaps we can learn some from his life.
那我想我们在之前哈，我们先看一点主的话。
So
那我们第一个是看那个帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十二节。
So first let's look at First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十二节。OK， 要叫你们行事对得起招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
To the end that you shall walk worthily of God who calls you into His own kingdom and glory.
那第二个的话，我们请看在以弗所书第四章第一节。
The second passage, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beseech you to walk worthily of the calling wherewith you were called.
在这段圣经是第八，罗马书第八章。
And the next one is Romans chapter 8, verse 30.
预先所定下又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
And whom he foreordained, them he called, he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified.
所以从这几段圣经我们可以看见，主招我们是有一个目的。
So from these passages we can clearly see that the Lord's calling there is for
从那个帖撒罗尼迦前书的第二章里面看到，我们召我们神是要进入他的国，得他的荣耀。
And the First Thessalonians, we see that the calling so that we may enter into His kingdom and receive His glory.
罗马书也是讲到说，让我们称义，然后进入荣耀。当然，中间有一段过程就是成圣。
And of course, in Romans it speaks also of us being justified and also entering into His glory.
所以呢，我想主在我们，主既然救了我们，他在我们身上有一个荣耀的旨意在我们身上。
So since he has saved us, he has a glorious purpose in our life.
然后不仅仅让我们仅仅得救而已。
And he desires not only so that we may be saved.
那所以呢，我想今天就照着就借着亚伯拉罕，我们来看一下他蒙召之后他的生活怎么样。
So I want to say, let's take a look at Abraham, his life, and what his life was like after he's been called.
亚伯拉罕大家都听过嘛，哈。
I think we're all familiar with Abraham.
而且可能太熟了。
Perhaps even too familiar with him.
因为亚伯拉罕从那个创世纪里面说，我们今天主要是在从第就看十二章，主要就十二章， 创世纪十二章。
So today we'll primarily look at Genesis chapter 12.
因为亚伯翰在就是从亚伯翰从创世纪十二章一直讲到二十五章。
So but Abraham his story goes all the way from chapter 12 to 25.
那我们知道亚伯翰不仅仅就在这十二十三章之间。
So Abraham is not just in the chapter 12 or 13.
他而且是在圣经里面很多地方都出现了。
And but he also appears in many different parts in the Bible.
比如说马太福音一开始的时候，我们讲到耶稣基督的家谱。
So especially in Matthew, for example, when we speak of the genealogy of Jesus.
那耶稣家谱里面就讲到说，就讲亚伯翰大卫的子孙，大卫。
So in the genealogy speaks of Abraham and.
Yeah, 亚伯翰的子孙大卫。
And Abraham, his descendants, all the way to David.
大卫子孙主耶稣基督的家谱。
And then David's descendant all the way up to Jesus.
那我们也知道亚伯翰他是信心之父。
So we know Abraham is the father of faith.
然后我们常常讲到在圣经里面讲到亚伯翰的时候，常常讲说神说我是亚伯翰、以撒、雅各的神。
And oftentimes when God referred to himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因此我们知道亚伯翰在神的心中有个很重要地位。
So we know that Abraham has a very special standing for God.
那我们就看一下在创世纪第十二章哈，创世纪十二章。
So let's take a look at Genesis chapter 12.
那十二章我们就念，我们一起念啊，念第一节到第四节就好了。
Let's read together verse 1 to 4.
那我们中文英文一起念哈。
Let's read it together in both Chinese and English.
那我们请耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开你的
country，
分族
，from thy kindred， and from thy father's house， unto the land I shall show thee， and I will make thee a great nation， and I will bless thee， and make thy name great， and be thou a blessing。” And I will bless them that bless thee, and him that curses thee I will curse, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abraham went as Jehovah had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran.
75岁。那这边我们第四节看到说亚伯翰出哈兰的时候年75岁。
So here we see Abraham or Abram here when he left Haran he was 75 years old.
那我们事实上知道说主在之前在加拉底的乌尔已经有呼召过他。
We know that God called him out of Ur before.
但是在创世纪第十二章这边是一个很重要的起头，主耶稣我们的神再次的呼召他。
And so here, chapter 12 is a good beginning where our God calls him again.
那你知道十二章他在跟十一章之间有一个很重要的一个那个对比啊。
So in chapter 12 and verse chapter 11 and 12, there's a very sharp contrast.
那十一章我们看见说有一个好像一个很大的一个背叛。
So in chapter 11, we see as if there's a betrayal.
他这边有讲到说一个城叫巴别城，那建了一个塔叫巴别塔。
So in chapter 11 we see that there's a building of a tower of Babel.
在第一章第四节这边讲，他说来吧，我们要建造一座城和一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名，免得我们分散在全地上。
And they say, come, let us build us a city and tower, whose top may reach unto heaven, and let us make us a name.
那这边你看到他这边有讲到说是一个，他们讲说是我们，我们的名，然后我们要建造一座城。
And here it speaks of them saying us and then our name and we want to build a city.
然后传扬我们的名，然后免得我们分散在全地上。
And it says less, so basically to spread our name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the earth.
这边看到说从那个创世纪三章开始，神堕落之后，好像人到一个地步，他要到一个地步，到全部的人来抵挡神。
So after chapter 3, man's fall, it seems that man has fallen to such extent that man desires to collectively oppose God.
我们可以看到这里面有一个好像一个反叛的灵在他们的心中。
And there is a tremendous, there's a heart of rebellion amongst them.
那我们知道，事实上这反叛灵不是好像人在那边，我们事实上它的背后有一个势力在。
And we know that when people rebel against God, there is a power that is behind that.
我们知道那势力就是从撒旦而来。
And we know that that comes from Satan himself.
那就是我们仇敌而来。
And that is from our enemy.
那我们如果说再看一下，我们看一本的圣经，我们如果看以赛亚书十四章。
Let's take a look at Isaiah chapter 14.
十四章的第十二节。
Verse 12.
他这边就十二节、十三节、十四节哈。他这边讲说，明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这败坏列国，何竟被砍倒在地上
？How art thou fallen from heaven, day star, son of morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, that didst lay low the nations?
你心里曾说，我要升上天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星之上，我要坐在。聚会的山上，在北方的极处。
And I'll say it in my heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit upon the mount of congregation in the uttermost part of the north.
我要升到高处高云之上，我要与至高等同等。
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High.
哦，你看这边就觉得，如果弟兄姊妹看的话，你就觉得说，他事实上跟在十一章那一群在巴别城的那一群人，好像有一个。他的灵是一样，就是要背叛。
And we see here that this passage, as if it's reflecting in chapter 11, Genesis 11, the same heart, the same spirit.
在以赛亚书这边有讲到说，我要十三节，我要升上高天，我要高举的名，我要。
And in chapter here in verse 13, it says, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the star, I will, and I will.
而且他最后一句讲说，我要与至高等同等。
And it says at the end, it says, I will make myself like the Most High.
因此我们可以看到说，事实上在人的背叛之中，他们的背后其实有一个邪恶的反抗的势力在那边。
And we see that in man's rebellion, there is this spirit of rebellion. There is this power here.
但是我们感谢主啊，但是神在从上次节目知道说，主在做那个回转工作。
But we know ever since that fall in Genesis, God has been working, has been calling.
那我们知道说，在从那个创世纪十二章里面，这边就是主做开始做回转工作。
And here in Genesis, God started His work of redemption.
Yeah, 就是说一个翻转的工作。
Of calling, of turning.
那我想在他工在这里面，我想就是我讲三点就好了。
So I have three points here.
那讲三点，那第一点是讲的说，我们在这个蒙召的道路上，我们第一个要有意向。
Sorry.
第一个要有意向 vision.
Okay. So it's in this in the first step in our calling is we must have a vision.
那第二个呢，我们要讲到说，在这个蒙召道路上，我们能够有一个离开，要一个离开我们残留我们的那个生活。
And there must also be us. We must also depart or move away from our old life.
那第三个的话，我们就讲到说，从亚伯拉罕身上，我们看到他是有一个有祭坛的生活。
And thirdly is in our we must have an altar in our life.
那既然说，我就刚才特别刚才我们弟兄在我们当中诗歌里面讲到。
And this was also shared by our brother through his hymn.
那第一个我想看到就是我们在主面前要能够有意向。
So the first is that we must have this vision in our life.
那在那个箴言书里面有一句话，他说箴言书二十九章第十八节。
In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18.
这边有讲到说，没有意向，民就放肆。这一句话，弟兄姐妹也很熟悉。
I think we're very familiar with this. Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint.
因为我们在，就算我们一般人哈，如果说一般人如果没有目标的话，这个人生活可能就没什么意义啊。
So in other words, you know, for us, for example, us normally, if we do not have a goal in our life, then our life becomes somewhat meaningless.
我想我们在我们高中的高中生，大概就是为了好好念书，然后他们愿意能够有一个能够进大学是他们的目标。
So when we're in high school, you know, we study hard, and our purpose is so that we can get into college.
好，大学毕业后以后，他们希望有一个工作。
And after we're in college, when we graduate, we hope to have a good job.
那工作一阵子以后，就像我们的弟兄，希望能够。 能够结婚。
So after that, we hope to get married.
当然，你知道结婚它有一个要点，不是说你想要有这个目标就能达到，那必须有姐妹愿意嫁给你啊。
So the problem with marriage is that we need to find someone who has the same goal.
所以呢，我们知道说我们人都在我们一个有在有目标的前面能够往前走。
So for us, as when we find a goal, we need to proceed forward.
那我们就算我们在出去的时候啊，我们如果不知道一个地方，我们用我们的 GPS。我想我们第一个，你要把你的地址打上去。
So even our daily lives when we're traveling or just driving out or going out, we
你要把你的那个目标，就是你的终点写上去。
So we need to place our destination into the GPS so that it can guide us.
所以我们很少说你出去的时候你不会就是你一出去就开个车，你不知道去哪里，这边到处乱晃。
So it's very rarely that when you go out and when you drive that you don't know your direction.
如果你到处乱晃的话，你坐在旁边的你的姐妹，你的老婆可能就会不大高兴。
And so if you do that, I think your wife would be upset.
到底要去哪里
？And where exactly are you going？
你不知道是去哪里，你开个车乱晃。
And what is the purpose? You know, there has to be a direction, a destination.
所以说，我们如果在人生里面有目标的话，我们这个人走的会比较有稳固的去生活。
So when we have a purpose or a goal in life, then our path would be a very steady path.
就算我们的目标在有时候我们走错，但是我们目标正确的话，那神会修正我们。
But sometimes perhaps we have taken the wrong path, but God will correct us.
那就算就是就像我们在用我们的车上的 GPS 的时候，如果说你走错了 ，GPS 会叫你走回。
Very similar to our GPS, if you took the wrong turn, the next thing it would do is to correct you.
所以说我们在这一生，我们到道路上以后，我们要看准我们的目标。
So after we've been called, we need to focus on our goal.
那我们目标是谁呢
？But who is this goal?
那我们很清楚，目标就是我们的主啊。
Of course, it's very clear that this goal is our Lord.
我们要定睛仰望在我们主的身上。
And we need to gaze and focus our eyes upon Him.
我们所有的一切的行为，我们所有的行事为人，要以我们的主为我们的标准。
So all of our actions are in our relationships, and how we deal with others are we need to focus upon the Lord.
那我想保罗他有一句话，我觉得是很宝贵的。他在腓立比书第三章十三节到十四节。
Paul says something very important here in Philippians chapter 3, verse 13.
弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着，我做一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Brother, I count not myself yet to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal unto the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
向着标杆直跑。
And to press forward towards the goal.
要，我想我们在我们在属灵生活上，必须要有目标，就是我们主。
In our spiritual life, we must have a goal, and that is our Lord.
其实我们从亚伯翰的呼召上你也看到，其实是谁先起的头，是我们主，是我们的神先起的头。我们的神先呼召了他。
And if you look at Abraham's life, who is the one who initiated this? And it was God who called Abraham.
那我们事实上知道是在亚伯翰在神呼召亚伯翰的时候，事实上他，我们从十二章来看的话，事实上他是神呼召的第二次。
And so in Abraham's in chapter 12, it was the second time God has called him.
那第一次是在从加勒乌尔才到了哈兰。
So
哈兰第二次呼召才到的。
So the first time was from called him out of Ur of Chaldees and then into Haran and the second calling for out of Haran.
在我们追求主的道上，我相信我们很多人其实就像亚伯翰一样，不知道为什么走到一半可能就停住了，但是呢，主会再次在我们面前做工，让我们再往前走。
So perhaps sometimes we see similarities in our life where for some reason, one thing or another, that we stop halfway through, and God has to come back and call us again.
主为着他儿女会继续往我们所要他所走的道路往前走。
And for His children, He will always help us to move forward toward the goal.
所以不管我们的年龄不管我们的环境不管我们的事情再怎么样，但是主会在我们心中召聚我们。
And no matter our age or our circumstance, God will always call us.
那那个我们最近我想我们读了最近这几年我们在刚才报告弟兄有报告我们在读特别从创世纪开始念一直念到我们现在以西结书我们在旧约有些在主面前的分享的交通的聚会。
So recently we've been reading the Bible all the way from Genesis to Ezekiel, and we have some sharing in the Old Testament.
我都忘记多少年，不过上次李弟兄提醒我们，我们已经有十年的时间在一起查考主的话。
And I don't know how many years, but we've had these studies for about 10 years now.
那当我们在跟弟兄姐妹一同交通的时候，我们就发觉到，其实主的话是丰富的，主的话是真的帮助我们的。
And through these sharing, we find that His word is a full, is a complete.
那从里面我想有几个例子哦。那在譬如说在我们读出埃及记的时候，我们就会看见说，有些人就是圣经里面的人物，让我们看见说，因着主的吸引，因着看到主的意象，他能够专心的跟从主。
And so, for example, in Exodus, we see that there's some people, because they see a vision of God's vision, that that they are able to move forward.
譬如说像摩西。
For example, Moses.
当摩西看到那个荆棘的火焰没有烧着异象的时候，大概大家就说弟兄也大概知道，他那时候几岁啊？
So when Moses was when he saw the bush that was not consumed by the fire, how old was he?
大家要不要哪位弟兄？他已经多少岁了？40吗？
40还是80?
Was he 40 or 80? 是 80啊,
so at that time he was already 80 years old.
所以呢,我们在主面前追求不跟我们年龄有关系的。
So our pursuit, our seeking the Lord has nothing to do with our age.
我们相信说也许我们当中有些弟兄姐妹觉得我们自己年纪已经大了。
Perhaps some brothers and sisters may feel that they're already old.
已经退休了。
Or retired.
但是主的呼召在我们身上是没有因我们的年龄而停止的。
But his calling never stops because of our age.
像摩西他已经80了，但是神仍然选召他，仍然显明在他面前。
Moses was already 80, but nonetheless God chose him and appeared to him.
那我们知道说摩西后来罗西，即使他自己在诗篇上也讲，他说人的年岁大概70岁，若是强壮可到80岁。
So even in Psalms he mentions that if you know man's age is 70, if you're strong, maybe you'll live to 80.
但是呢，神仍然在他年纪老的时候仍然用他。
But even though God still used him in his old age.
那像第二个，我举第二个例子，像以赛亚。
And the second example is Isaiah.
那我们刚才读以赛亚的其中一段圣经哈。
And we read Isaiah just now.
那以赛亚事实上他在之前在以赛亚第六章之前，他的服事，主要是在一个王叫乌西亚王。So
in Isaiah in chapter 6 and before, his ministry or his work was under the king Uzziah. And in chapter 6, we see that he saw a vision, and that vision happened when Uzziah was dying.
他说，以赛亚看到，我看这圣经是怎么写。他说，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣服垂七掌垂下，遮满圣殿。
He said, chapter 6, verse 1. I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. And because of this vision, his service to the Lord had a tremendous change. And we sometimes feel as if the book of Isaiah is a gospel book in the Old Testament.
在以赛亚书，我们看见他预言了主耶稣基督的降生。
And in Isaiah, he prophesied about the birth of Christ.
他如何为我们受死。
And how he was going to die for us.
而且他未来之后如何要建立国度在这世上。
And how eventually he was going to establish a kingdom.
就因着他这样的一个在主面前一个很荣耀的意象。
And it is because of this this glorious vision that he saw of the Lord, that his life and his ministry became very fruitful.
我们最近在查那个以西结书。
So recently we were studying the book of Ezekiel.
我们好像已经查了两次啊，如果弟兄姐妹愿意的话，其实我们还可以加入一起查经。
This is the second time we've been studying that book. If you're willing, we can study it together.
我常觉得一个人读圣经哈，你会有自己的限制在。
I feel a lot of times when we study the Bible by ourselves, there's a bit of a limit to how far we can go.
但是如果弟兄姐妹在一起念的话，主的光会充满在我们当中。
But if we study together, he reveals a lot of things to us.
那我们从以西结上面你可以看见说，以西结其实在那个时候他也是环境不好。So
we know that Ezekiel in his ministry, was also not a very good time.
他是在那个犹大国快灭国的时候，他已经被掳到那个。 就现在的伊拉克，巴比伦那个地方。So
it was towards the end of the kingdom, and they have already been taken captive to
Babylon. 他原本身份是祭司，但是呢，他在主面前，你知道祭司他是要在圣殿里面服侍的嘛。And
so he was a priest, and the priest needed to serve in the temple.
但是他服侍地方已经没有，他已经被掳到从耶路撒冷一直被移到那个现在的那个伊拉克地方去了。So
the temple was no more, and he was taken captive to present day Iraq.
从人的眼光看，好像没什么希望。And
from man's eyes, this is probably hopeless.
但是神就是在那时候显明在他面前。But
it is that during that time that God appeared to him.
那在以西结第一章的第一节啊，他这边有讲到说我在。 加巴鲁的被掳人中间，天就开了，得见神的印象。And
chapter 1:1, and as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God.
所以呢，我们知道说，在无论在什么情况，无论是你的年龄，无论是你在不好的环境。
我们在主面前，主都愿意向我们显明。And we can see here that no matter what kind of situation, whether it's your age or your circumstance, that He will call you.
那新约也有啊，新约我想有个例子，但是我想我本来想举保罗跟约翰，不过时间不多，我们到下面一个。So
in the New Testament, there are also examples. I wanted to use Paul and Peter, but because of time.
第二个哈。So
the second point.
第二的话就是在呼召的生活里面，我们第一个要有意向。第二个的话，我想在呼召生活之内，我们要必须要离开我们原本抓住我们的一些的光景。So
the second point is that we need to once we have this vision, we need to leave that which captivates us.
他这边第二章第十二章这边耶和华对亚伯兰说，他说你要离开本地、本族、户家，往我所要指示你的地方去。And
in Genesis chapter 12 there, he says that you must leave your people and your.
他这边特别讲到离开。
And here is especially emphasized on leave.
他离开，他这边有一个好像对亚伯拉罕的一个这样的一个要求。
And this is a requirement that God gave to Abraham.
他第二节有讲说，他就第二节在要求之后，就有神的应许，神的祝福。
And then after leaving, then God says, "And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you."
他说：“我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，你的名为大，也要叫别人得福。”
And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and be thou a blessing.
然后第四节哈，第四节他说亚伯拉罕就照了耶和华的吩咐去了，因此他离开了。
And so in verse 4 and Abram, so Abram went as God has spoken to him.
我想我们现在基督徒有一个，我们信心基督徒有一个比较的，我想是一个问题啊。So
oftentimes we as Christians have this question.
我们主对我们的要求，主对我们的一个呼召，我们好像听是听见了，但是没有做出一个回应。Actually,
rather a problem is that. His calling and his requirements, we hear it from him, but oftentimes there's no response from us.
那我们常常喜欢的是第二节哈。
What we often like is verse 2.
让我们成为大的国，让我得到福气。
And make us a great nation and bless us.
让我能够得福，让别人也得福。
So that I may be blessed and that others may also be blessed.
但是主呼召我们要能够出去。
But God called us so that we can leave, get out.
亚伯拉罕也出去了。And
so Abraham in verse 4 went.
那这边有讲到说要离开本地、本族、本家。
And here it says that we need to get out of the country, our country, our kindred, and from our father's house.
那当旧约他当时是离开那个一个拜偶像的那个光景，来到了迦南地。
In the Old Testament, Abraham left, departed from a place of idol worship.
那我想从新约的来角度来看的话，我们要离开什么？
So in the New Testament context, what do we need to go out from?
We need
to depart from a circumstance where that is not pleasing to the Lord.
我想再念一节圣经啊，是希伯来书第十二章的第一节。
So I'd like to read also Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
他这边有讲到说，我们既有着许多的见证人，云同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，诚心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, let us also, seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with the patience of the race that is set before us.
第二节，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
And verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以这边很明显看到我们要脱下我们的缠累我们的罪，放下各样的重担。
And here it says clearly, I lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us.
所以这边就是讲到说，不是让我们能够脱去一些不合主的一些的情形。
And so we need to lay down things that are not according to that pleases him.
但是不是说好像我们举个，但是我想不是主脱去不主，也特别是指到我们这个人不合主的情形。
Especially things that are not according to his will.
那不是说因为在家里面跟太太相处不好，那我就换一个。
So, for example, this is not what we should be doing, is that if we have a disagreement with our spouse, that we need to change it to a different one.
不是孩子不听话，我就走了。
Or rather, our children are disobedient to us, and then we leave them.
这不是我想这地方的意思。
I don't think this is the meaning of these words.
这段话是特别讲到我们这个自己这个人不合主的情形。
And it speaks of us individually that we are not according to His will.
那我什么叫一些不合主的情形啊？这很多。
And what are the things that are not according to His will? And there are a lot of things.
譬如说我们自己一个老旧的脾气。
For example, we have a temper.
那有的人就讲说，我是说，我们都说是我们的主内弟兄了。有人讲，我天生就是脾气，我不会改了。
And even speaking of our brothers and sisters in Christ, that sometimes they may say, you know, I have always had this temper, and this is something I cannot change.
我觉得这不是主的心意。
I don't think this is the will of God.
因为我们的生命是天天变化，更像主的。
And but He rather desires us to change continuously daily, so that we can imitate Him more.
我们的脾气要在主的旨意之下。
And our temper should also be under His will.
虽然我们有首歌我们有首诗歌叫做《照我本相》嘛，对不对？主照我的本相接纳我。
And so there's a hymn that speaks of us, Lord accepting us according to us as we are.
我们是的，我们原本就是一个罪人，原本有很多的毛病在我们身上。
We're sinners, and there are many, many things that are wrong with us.
我们所愿意照我们原本的这种样子，能够接纳我们。
And as we are, that He's willing to accept and receive us.
但是呢，是我们最基本的的救恩的开始。
And that is the most basic beginning. That is the beginning of the most basic salvation.
我们原本那个旧有的一些情形呢，主要让我们能够天天跟着他来改变，脱去这种情形。
And our old self, and God desires us to follow Him so that we can deal with it, or you know, bear our cross on a daily basis.
那有的人的性格是很譬如说是很强硬的。
Perhaps we have a strong character or a very aggressive character.
讲错话，人家一定要听的。
Or and we're very, you know, for example, bossy that we want others to listen to us.
但是主要在我们面前要带领我们。
But God wants to lead us.
那有人个性会比较弱一点。
But perhaps sometimes we're a little bit more passive.
那如果主在里面的话, 你要靠得住, 用刚强起来。
And that by the Lord, by Lord, you may be strengthened.
我又举我自己例子, 我因为我小的时候是那个, 就是我在学校早读一年。
So I actually skipped a grade early on.
所以呢，我现在也不高嘛。 我原来小的时候就是 都是第一名， 不是考第一名， 就是 还不如第一名， 我最矮。
So when I was younger, I went to school early and I was short, so I was always the shortest in the class.
因为我妈在这， 我妈不高嘛， 所以我也不高。
So my mom wasn't very tall, so I'm not very tall.
那我以前我们老师说那个要排队哈。 从最小的，老师说排最小，要排座位，从最小的排到最高的。
So when the teacher tells us that we need to line up, we line up starting with the shortest.
那对我很简单啊。
So for me, it's very easy.
我走到第一个就好了。
I'm always the number one.
因为我是最矮最小的那个。
Because
最瘦的那个。
I was the shortest and the skinniest.
我大概是到高中以后才发觉，哎，我居然比我同学有一些比我同学高了一些。
And only until high school that I find that I was slightly higher than some of my classmates.
所以我小的时候就是因为个比较小嘛，所以就比较。 躲躲藏藏的，就是比较不愿意出风头那一种。
So because I was short, I didn't want to. I'm not very conspicuous.
所以呢，但是信主之后呢，那所以很奇妙，主就是在，在，譬如说在领会啊，在带领一些交通方面，那我必须能够在主的面前有一些服侍。
So I have to trust in the Lord and in some areas that I started to serve.
那其实按照我的个性来讲，其实我是很不喜欢的。
So according to my own personality, that's not something I like to do.
但是我觉得主在我们身上要做一个工作，主要工作让我们在能够为着主，能够让我们的这里面的个性、我们的脾气、我们的习惯能够服在主的脚下。
So God wants to work in us so that for His will that He may change our personality.
那另外,
our habits and so forth.
那另外，我觉得常常抓紧我们的就是世界的东西。
So the other thing that often captivates our heart is the things of the world.
那这次我们去那个 Richmond, 在特别在维吉尼亚州的特别聚会。
So this time we recently were in Richmond for the conference.
那我弟兄特别讲到这个科技东西是抓了我们很强。
And the brothers share saying that speaking of the technological things that are just grabbing our heart.
特别在现今这个时代里面。
Especially in these days.
那我自己就是做这一方面的嘛，那很多弟兄也是做这 IT 这方面。So
I'm a technologist and many brothers and sisters work in IT.
我记得我在刚开始在做事的时候，那个通常就是你去上班，上完班以后，这时间就是你的了。你有没有手机嘛？So
oftentimes when you go to work, when your work is done, the time is yours. There's no cell phones back then.
后来慢慢就开始，这个很新奇哦，那个我们要开始的要。 做 support 中文怎么讲？就是你这一周要support中文怎么样？就是要就这一周就是有什么问题你要来解决的时候，他开始发给你一个那时候手机这么大一个。So
when we started doing support early on, they gave us cell phones that were fairly large.
这么大一个，然后哇，大家很新奇啊，然后就是每一个礼拜轮一个人。
So every week we rotate.
那你那个礼拜就要一直带着它。
And you have to carry that large cell phone with you.
那后来就慢慢的，那慢慢就是每人都发一个了。Event
later on, everyone got one.
那其实那你就发觉到你的时间都已经被公司给抓住了。And
you find that your time just spent all the time on work.
那就是，老板找你呢。 你不能说你不在，因为你手机在你身上。And
when your manager is looking for you, can't say you're not around because you have your cell phone.
对不对？然后，连那个email，就是那个电子邮件，也在你手机里。And
then you have your emails on your phones, and you need to check that.
哦，那一直啊，就你会发觉到，我一直有这种感觉。我发觉到说，我们人所造出来原来是一个方便的东西，你慢慢发觉到，它最后抓住你了。
And we find that these things were things of convenience, but sooner or later they take you captive.
我们中国人好像一句话就说你那个作茧那个把自己给包起来了。
So it seems as if we sort of surround us and made a cocoon for ourselves and kept ourselves in.
那你看现在这个世界，那个我记得我儿子去年他这一两次做事，他还跟我讲，他说爸爸你那个你礼拜六需不需要看一下这个查一下你的那个电子邮件？我说要啊。
So my son started working and so he said to me, oh, do you need to check your email on the weekend?
我说但是我大概啊，除非是很紧急，大概就不回了。
And I said, yeah, I need to, but unless it's urgent, I will not respond.
但我是想说他不但要回，而且他几乎十个周末有九个要回到公司去上班。
So for him, is he not only to go keep up with work, but he, at 9 out of 10 weekends, he needs to go back into work.
他老板已经假定说，我送给你一个电子邮件，就必须要在很快时间，不仅仅要回答，而且要去做事，做完事而且回答他。
And so his boss already told him that when you get an email, you need to go and finish, does it and get back to me.
所以现在这种东西已经好像抓住我们抓得很紧。
And so these things today, they're grabbing hold.
像我说礼拜五晚上我在跟青少年在一起，那我就说，有时候他们实在查手机查太多了。
Friday night I was with the youth and they really check their cell phone way too much and I would tell them that you need to put your phone on here, over here.
那有的青少年很爽快就放了。
And some youth would just do it right away.
那有的你就觉得他表情非常的痛苦。
And for others, it's very painful for them.
而且手机好像变成他们这个好像离不开那个东西一样。
And the cell phone
他已经抓住你了。
The cell phone becomes something that's extremely indispensable and that they've been taken captive.
那我们其实不仅青少年，其实我们自己有时候会这样子啊。
And not just the youth, but ourselves, we sometimes do that as well.
我们有时候看一下，哎，看得很好看，一直看不下看。
And when we check our cell phones, whatever reading, we keep going.
有时候一个小时过，两个小时过了。
And sometimes an hour, 2 hours.
睡觉时间都过了。
Or even past our bedtime.
那还在看。
And we continue to check our phones and whatever we're doing.
万一在那个有一个就是个叮的声音出来的时候。
Especially if you get a notification.
大家都在查手机。
Everyone grabs for the go for their phone.
这个就是让他一个说，我们现在这个世界好像一个东西。已经把他抓住我们。
And so the world has truly taken us captive.
所以圣经讲说我们要脱去残累我们的这些东西。
And the Bible tells us that we need to lay down, lay aside these things that grab us.
放下这些残累我们这些重担。
And lay down these burdens that are
us. 那还有一个，我再举个例子哈，那时间不多，那就是说，另外一件事就是我们很多人在这个时间，在这种社会里面残累我们的，我们要离开。另外光景就是我们觉得我们好像都很忙啊。
And so the other thing is that we and today as if we're always so busy.
那你知道中国字这个忙怎么写？就是什么什么王啊？
哈赞。
So in Chinese, the character for busy is what?
Heart.
The heart.
Dead.
Okay, the heart is dead. That's the two characters that make the word.
因为我们太忙，忙到个地步，我们好像忘记神了。
So we're so busy to such extent that we've forgotten God.
尤其我们在这个东部这个地区，东部地区好像特别忙。
So especially on the weekends and all the time, we're so busy.
我们知道我们有很多弟兄姐妹在纽约上班啊，来回交通可能就三个钟头。
We know that brothers and sisters some work in the city and just you know back and forth traveling is 3 hours.
你上班回来基本上就不行了。
And once you come home, that's pretty much you're done.
实在太忙了，回家以后如果孩子还要带孩子的事情。
And then at home, you probably need to take care of the children.
那在周末的时候，小孩还有小孩好多活动。
And on the weekends, the kids have a lot of activities.
我们有时候实在太忙了。
Sometimes we're just truly too busy.
但是主让我们知道说，我们必须从这种状况出来。
But the Lord tells us that we must come out of this circumstance.
他说你要离开本地、本族、本家。
And he says you need to depart from your country, your kindred, and your people, your father's house.
我记得我以前在弟兄里面分享过，那我记得以前有一个就是朋友来我们当中。
I remember one time a friend came to us.
他就说他很忙。那我们当然邀请他常常来聚会啊。
He's just said he's very busy, but we invite him to come to church often.
那他讲说不行啊，他说如果我礼拜六、礼拜天不在公司的话，我们公司 可能就撑不下去了。
And so he said that if I'm not at work on Saturday, on the weekends, then the company may not survive.
我听的是忍住笑，实在是，我觉得他的描写实在太夸张了。
And I was sort of holding back my laughter because I thought that the description was too ridiculous.
我实在是很想跟他分享，又没有想，我就想分享说，其实美国总统四年八年就换一个，然后这国家还是继续乱，再继续转。
I think I was thinking.
没有垮掉。
I was thinking that the presidents we change one every 4 or 8 years, and the country continues to move forward. And
这我觉得王事实上有一种是我们的一个心态，我们的心态在主面前失去了对主的心。
And this busyness is as if it's a condition of our heart that we sometimes we lose our heart and you know.
那另外一种，我想另外一种的情形在我们主面前，我们又要脱去了。其实这种情形在我们自己的看，其实已经不错了。
And so there's another situation that we need to get out of. And
那这种情形就是什么？就是说，我觉得我在主面前也有读经啊，也有祷告，也有聚会啊。
So I feel that I'm doing good because I've been reading the Bible, I've been, you know, praying and so forth.
其实我觉得在主面前真的蛮好的。
In reality, this is very good.
但是这是我的感觉，但是神的感觉怎么样
？But this is just my feeling. But what about God?
那神事实上是希望我们能够在主面前，能够更多的来到神面前，能够追求他。
He desires that we pursue Him and come before Him.
那我们知道说，譬如说在那个旧约里面就有一个情形哈，旧约有一个情形就是说在他们要进迦南为拿那块地的时候，那就有两个半支派。就停到约旦河以东。
So when they wanted before Exodus, when they were going into the land of Canaan, and they stopped by the River Jordan.
那这两个支派在神的眼光来看，他并没有得到那最好的。
Sorry, when they have gotten the land of Canaan, there are two tribes that were on the other side of Jordan. It seems as if they did not get the best.
因为神的心意是要进入迦南地的那地，就是约旦河以西，得到他们为地。
Because God wanted them to enter into the land of Canaan, which is on the west side of the River Jordan.
他们觉得他们已经不错，已经几乎到门口了，他们就停住了。
They thought that they were doing pretty good, and they stopped by the door.
那其实我们有时候很多也是这样子啊。
Sometimes, oftentimes, we're just like that.
我们自己也是这样子。
We ourselves are just like that.
我觉得主啊，我已经不错了。
I think we're doing pretty good.
我也聚会啊。
I'm also going to the church and
gathering. 我也祷告啊。
I'm praying.
会跟弟兄姐妹在一起。
Have fellowship with brothers and sisters.
但是主在我们心意是，我想是远超过这个的。
But I think God desires us much more than just that.
就像那个在几个弟兄，像比如说在诗篇二十三篇里面。
For example, in Psalm 23.
那诗篇二十三篇他们就有句话说，主领我到青草地上，领我到可安歇的水边。
And so He leads me to green pastures and to waters.
但是呢，在下面那一节就说，神说他使我灵魂苏醒，引导我走义路。
And the following night, he says he's woken my soul and leads me on the righteous path.
那神的心意不是让我们就是仅仅就停在可安歇的水边啊
？Does God just want us to rest on the grass, on the green pasture and by the water?
主有他的心意在我们身上。
He has his desire.
所以我们必须要离开。按照我们刚才读的圣经，在利未要离开本地、本族、本家。
So we need to, as the Bible says, we need to go out from our country, our kindred, and our father's house.
那我想第三点哈，我想我们就讲到说，我们必须在主面，我们要有意向，我们又能够离开生活。第三个是有祭坛的生活。
And so the first two points were to we must have a vision, and the second is we must go out, and the last is we need to have an altar in our life.
那在这个亚伯拉罕这十二章里面，我们有看到他筑了两座坛。
So in Abraham's life, he built two altars.
然后在第十三章，他筑了另外一座坛。
And in chapter 12, it's two altars, and chapter 13, he built another one.
那亚伯拉罕其实他在主面前，那很明显他一共有在圣经里面记载，他一共筑了四座坛。
So according to the Bible, he built four altars.
那第一座坛就是在创世纪第十二章第六节。
The first is in chapter 12, verse 6.
他亚伯拉罕经过那地，到四见地方摩利橡树那里，那时候迦南住那地。
And Abraham passed through the land unto the place of Shechem, unto the oak of Moreh, and the Canaanites was then in the land.
然后第七节，耶和华向亚伯罕显现，说：“我要把这地赐给你后裔。”亚伯罕就在那里为他显现耶和华筑的一座坛。
Verse 7. And Jehovah appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land, and there built he an altar unto Jehovah who appeared unto him.
12章第八节，从那里他又到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷。
Verse 8. And he removed from thenceforth unto the mountains on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent.
西边是伯特利，东边是爱，他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
Having Bethel on the west and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar unto Jehovah and called upon the name of Jehovah.
第十三节的最后，第十三章最后一节。
Chapter 13, last verse. 18.
亚伯兰又搬了帐篷，来到希伯伦曼利的橡树那里居住，在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Verse 18. And Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre. Which are in Hebron, and he built there an altar unto Jehovah. Do you know where was the last altar that Abraham built? The last altar was the altar of sacrifice for Isaac.
Oh, so Abraham in front of God.他基本上他过的是一个祭坛的生活。
So Abraham, his life, entire life was a life of building altars.
那我们知道他这些地名都有一些意思啊，在那个以色列地，在这些地名都有一些意义在那个地方。
Of course, the name of these places they're all very meaningful.
啊，第一个是事件。
Sorry, what?
啊，是。
Shechem. The first is Shechem.
第二个的话，事件是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of Shechem?
事件就是那个肩膀的意思啊。
Shechem means shoulder.
所以说，事实上亚伯罕他在主，你知道他一个人来到，当然不是一个人，他带着他妻子还有一些人，但是他到一个是完全陌生的地方。
So of course he brought his wife and his family, and to a place that's completely strange to him.
那谁是他的力量
？And so who is his strength?
我们知道肩膀是力量，神是。他在主面前献祭，主你就是我的力量。
So we know that our shoulders are our strength, and so here he offers and builds an altar unto God, and for God is his strength.
在那边全部都是外邦人，他只有他一个人是真的主来到这个地方人。
And there he dwell among the you know the Canaanites, the Gentiles.
他这边第二个是讲到伯特利，伯特利就讲说主你就是我的家。
And on the second one it speaks of Bethel, and Bethel is the Lord's house.
第三个是讲到希伯伦。
And the third is Hebron.
希伯伦就是交通啊，交通的意思。
And Hebron the meaning is to fellowship.
你知道在我们上次我们那位弟兄他有分享过，他这边交通就是神是我们交通，在交通之前要发生两件事情。
So as our brother shared the other time that before we fellowship there are two things that happen.
第一件事情是他那个迦南地他有饥荒，他下到埃及去。
And the first was that there was a famine in the land of Canaan and he needed to go down to Egypt.
那你知道他下埃及去是他一个软弱，因为他当时他就说他说跟他太太讲，他说你长得漂亮，那你就说你是我妹妹好了。免得人家因着你会杀我。
So in Egypt he was weak, and his weakness he said to Sarah his wife, saying, "You're too beautiful. I'm just tell lest they kill me for your sake. So tell them that you're my sister."
但是呢，因为主的保守呢，他们两个人又回到了迦南地。
And by God's grace and guidance, they were brought back into the land of Canaan.
第二件事就是上礼拜我们那位弟兄分享，就是说他那时候因为他跟罗德是他侄子，罗德就是因为他们的财物太多。所以他们就让他在主面前说，跟罗德讲，你先选，你先选你要的地方。
So second was in his dealing with Lot, where because they were too numerous between the two of them that he needed to separate, and so he asked Lot to pick where he wanted to be.
如果你跟你侄子在一起的话，谁先选
？If you were with your nephew, who would pick first？
今天刚好我侄子在这，他现在出去了。但是如果跟我侄子在一起的话，那当然是。选东西呢，当然是应该是我选了。
So just so happens my nephew was also here, and so if it was between me and him, of course I would be choosing first.
特别中国人特别要讲规矩嘛，是不是
？Of course, for the Chinese, you always talk about being polite.
但是亚伯罕他在主面前， 能够让他侄子先选。
So Abraham asks Lot to choose.
因为主是他的力量。
Because God is his strength.
哦，主也是他的家。
And God is also his house.
那主也是他的交通。
And God is also his fellowship.
因此他在很多，那这个因为十二章只是他刚开头在主面前的的生活。
So chapter 12 was just the beginning of his walk with God.
那主在很多的事情上一步一步带领亚伯拉罕。
And God in many different things, step by step has led him.
一直到最后在二十多章的时候，他能够把他最爱的献给神。
And so all the way till chapter 20 where Abraham is willing to sacrifice, to offer that which he loved the most.
那因为时间不够，我想用最后五分钟也许就分享一下。那其实我们知道说在旧约的时候是祭坛，就是坛烛坛的生活。
We know that in Old Testament is a life of altars.
那其实在新约，我们在用新约的话来讲就是十字架。
Of course, but in the New Testament, the we would be using the term as the way of the cross.
那我们十字架不是好像我们那个有时候弟兄姐妹啊身上带个那个十字架。
We're not speaking of you wearing, you know, a cross.
这不是外面的。
It's not an external thing.
我记得我以前在我们当中也来一个朋友，他就他听了我们讲福音之后，他最后拿出一个十字架。
And so we had a friend who came, and after hearing the gospel, they brought out, they took out a cross.
他说，这十字架是我奶奶给我的。
And they said that this cross is something my grandma gave me.
我奶奶说这可以保平安。
And my grandma says this will give me peace.
他说我带着它，我就一路平安。
And if I wear this cross, then I will always have peace.
但是这不是圣经里面的。
But this is not something from God's word.
这个最多就是一个装饰品。
And this is just a decoration, a piece of jewelry.
这也是我们外面好像自己造出来的。
And this is something that we sort of manufacture.
那你知道有时候在那个复活节的时候，有人好像在表演啊，背个十字架。
So on Easter,
他好像很苦啊。
Easter sometimes we see rendition of Jesus bearing the cross, and there was an act.
这不是啊，这不是外面这个人工制造的。
But this is something just external.
这是十字架是神在我们里面要做的。
But the cross is something that God wants to work in.
因为那个神的救恩。从罗马书里面让我们看见，神的救恩是主的血洗净我们的一切的罪。
So the salvation that we can see from Romans is that His blood has cleansed us of our sins.
就是罗马书八章的前面大概一半，大概在第五章，主的血洗净我们一切所犯的罪。
And chapter 5 Romans just speaks of His blood washing us of all of our sins.
但是罗马书的后半半就是讲到说我们要与主同埋葬。同死同埋葬同复活。
And the second part of that is that we need to be buried and to be resurrected with him.
那什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of that?
就是说我们在这，因为这个好像有时候对我来言啊，我当时读罗马书的时候，我是很难理解，我不大懂他到底里面讲什么。
So when I just first started reading Romans, it's very difficult to understand.
那我想我们用一个比较简单的话讲，就是说我们能够背十字架，就是能够愿意能够不活在自己的里面。
So, simply put, to bear the cross is to be willing to not live in our old self.
就是我在讲的，不活在自己里面。
And to not live in our old self.
因为我们自己这个人这个里面那个己啊，很强的。
Because our self, us, our soul is very strong.
然后强到个地步，我们需要主的救恩。
It's strong to such a point that we need salvation.
那不活在自己里面是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean to not live in ourselves?
就你要让主活，主帮你活啊。
It's to let God abide in us.
哦，那你知道我们常常照相啊，那你看照片里面，这个照片好不好的那个决定因素在哪里呢？
So oftentimes we look at pictures that we take, whether or not the picture is good, who decides?
特别有人物里面啊。那就是说，如果你不在里面呢，这张照片就不够好。
If it's not in, if you're not in the picture,
and then it's not a good picture.
It's not a good picture.
或是呢，你如果在里面呢，你的那个，比如说你眼睛闭起来，这个照片就不好。
So if you close your eyes in the picture is also no good.
好，那因为我们看一个团体照，最重要就是你看你在哪里。
So the
因为我们自己这个人很强。
If it's a group picture, you always look at where you are and decide on how good the picture is.
那很明显，那主让我们知道说我们在 这个生活里面，主要让我们能够啊、能够对付我们自己这个己生命。
So in our life, God wants us to deal with our old life.
那主他讲得很清楚，我们要背着十字架来跟从他。
Jesus very clearly said that we need to pick up the cross and follow Him.
当我们能够把自己放下，让主做工在我们身上的时候，我们在刚才所提到我们要离开一些的情形啊，就容易很多了。
If we're willing to lay down ourselves and pick up the cross and follow Him, many things becomes a lot easier.
那我们都要看过，听过很多人见证，比如说，戒烟好了。
So for example, a lot of people, share testimony about.
那我自己是没有那个烟瘾，不过我知道有一些弟兄姐妹原本信主之前是，烟瘾很大的。
About quitting smoking, so I don't smoke, but a lot of brothers and sisters have a very bad habit of smoking.
如果我们靠自己来戒烟啊，其实是非常非常非常困难的。
If we want to rely on ourselves to quit smoking, it's extremely difficult.
我们有说跟主讲说，主，我不行，我把我自己放到主面前，我完全的不行，求主你来带领我。
So you know we can go to the Lord and lay ourselves down before Him and says, Lord, I am unable and please help me.
求主的生命带领我。
And may His life guide me.
那我们有很多很多不合主心意的，就自然能够脱去。
And so a lot of different things that are displeasing to Him that we can leave behind.
那因为有些经节我们有时间，我不想我就就简短的，我们就停到这里哈。那因此我想在从亚伯拉罕这第十二章，我们有看见几个方面。
So from Abraham's life, we see these points.
那第一个就是我们要必须在主面前，我们要有意向。
So the first is we must have a vision.
专心仰望我们的主。
We need to gaze upon Him and focus upon Him.
主的标准，主的心意为我们的心意。
And His standards, His will becomes ours.
第二个，能够让我们能够有一个心，能够回应主。
And second is that we need a heart that needs to respond to Him.
不要停在我们这种好像，我们现在有一种话叫自我感觉良好的那种状态之中。
We don't need to sort of indulge in ourselves or be content with ourselves.
主要让我们能够天天能够变化更像他。
So the Lord needs to help us to continue to change and to grow in Him.
那第三个说我们的力量从何来
？And third, where is our strength from？
我们力量呢是从主而来。
Our strength is from Him.
愿主帮助我们。我想我就先停到这边。
Okay, may the Lord help us, and we'll stop here.
那我们一起祷，一起祷告。我们感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
耶稣，你是那位真的是带领我们一切的主。
Lord Jesus, thank you for being the one who lead us in all things.
我们从亚伯拉罕身上说，主，你带领亚伯拉罕能够成为一道信心的一个标杆。
And we see that you led Abraham towards the goal of faith.
但我们相信主，你必也带领你的儿女能够达到你的心意在中之间来。
And you too shall lead us. To achieve your will.
耶稣，你求主继续的帮助我们。
May you continue to help us.
耶稣，求主让我们能够就像主所说的，能够愿意舍己，天天能够背起十字架来跟从主。
May we be willing to lay down ourselves daily and to take up your cross and follow you.
主，我们知道你是那位有恩典、有怜悯的主。
Lord, we know that you're gracious and you're merciful.
你必带你的儿女进入你的荣耀的国度来。
And for surely you will lead your children into your glory.
我们感谢主耶稣。
And Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.